But he won't. So he said, none of the rulers of this age recognized and understood this wisdom. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. No, he'll never touch them. But listen to this. The Lord said, it is time for the body to get this truth embedded in their spirits so that they can act like me all the time. I'm going to read that again because, see, we think we're supposed to act like God when we get in church and sit on these pews in the building. We're supposed to be real holy. And that's proof that you don't know what holiness is. Holiness is living like God. That's what holiness. And God is holy all the time. I just live like God all the time. I don't cheat. I don't lie. I just do what God does. And that grace grow as I grow in this grace and learn it. I can do it. Come on. I learned that I can do it because the word said I can do what? Through Christ, which strengthened me. Ooh, hallelujah. So we get this truth embedded in us. He said, I want it embedded in you so you can live just like me all the time. You really are, he said, you really are the body of Christ on the earth. Now do the works that I did when I was here on the earth. Go ahead and do them. You can do them. See, your mind been telling you, when you run into a situation, go get pastor or go get so-and-so. No, you can lay hands on the sick. Because you're the body of Christ. Amen. You don't need somebody else to come pray to do it. You got the name. You got a mouth. You can say in the name. Are y'all here? Maybe I need to preach this side over here a minute. Are y'all getting this? See, we're the body of Christ on the earth. Supposed to carry out. This is what he said. This is what Jesus said. Did Jesus lie to me or did he tell me the truth? This is a passion here in John 14:12. Y'all can put that up. John 14:12. Let me hurry. I tell you this time the truth. The person who follows me in faith. Who? He didn't say the preacher, did he? Didn't say that, say he had to be an apostle. Didn't say anything about he had to be an apostle. A prophet, an apostle, none of those things. He said, the person who what follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracle that I do. Is that plain enough, y'all? What did Jesus do? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all. Y'all want people to come? You want people to flood this place? Start getting healed on your job. Start getting healed on the street corner. Hear them complaining in Walmart. Just lay your hand on and say, be healed in Jesus' name. And go on your way and let the Holy Ghost do his work. Because you just released the power in the name. Just let him do his work. We got to stop being scared of this. You got to get that out of your mind. What if it don't work? You ought to have in your mind, I'm surprised it didn't work. That's what should surprise you. But we get surprised when it does. Isn't it something? But we change that today, aren't we? I expect when I pray, I expect when I speak, I expect it to happen what I say. I'm fully expecting because Jesus told me to do it. Hallelujah. He who wants held us in bondage no longer has you, for you have been delivered from his power and the control that he had over you. Colossians 1:12. Listen to this. Gotta move. Come on, thing. You're doing something to me now. I don't need that. Hallelujah. There you go. Get out of the way. All right. See, I talk to it. I don't know what to punch, I talk to it. Colossians 1:12. Your hearts, listen to this. This thrilled me when I read this. Your hearts can do what? Soared with what? Joy for gratitude. Why? When you think of how God made you worthy to do what? To receive the glorious inheritance freely given to us by living in the light. Why do you think people always wants to get in the dark what they do? Because their deeds are evil. I'm in the light. I want you to see how I live. I purposely walk in the light. Because I'm living in the light. That's what lit me up. That's what gave me life. Listen, look at verse. I got to move. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. 13. He has rescued us completely. Say, he rescued me completely. Ain't nothing about me that hadn't been rescued. Say that with me. There's nothing about me hasn't been rescued. He rescued me from this tyrannical ruler of darkness and has what? Translated us into what? The kingdom realm of his beloved son. I'm up there with Jesus. I'm seated with him. I'm seated with Jesus. And I want the devil to know that I know I'm seated with him. You need to let the devil know. I know where I sit. I know my position. I'm on this earth, but I'm seated with him. And what he says, I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For in the Son, all of our sins are canceled. And we have been released. We have the release of redemption through his very blood. We have release of redemption. How? Through his very blood. Huh? The blood did it. Satan can't deny it, and the world can't deny it. Jesus shed his blood. And I've been set free. There's nothing the enemy can accuse me of. You said, but you miss it, Jimmy? Yeah, I sure do. I sure have. Probably do it again. But I know where to run to. I know what to do. When I miss it, he said, if you own up, Jimmy, you missed it, didn't you? Sin. I did it, Lord. I sure did. Will you forgive me? He said, yeah, I'm going to act like you never did it, son, because it's all covered with the blood. I keep on jolly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Satan tried to bring me a photo. I just keep going. That's a photo. I'm keep on living. God told me I'm free. Hallelujah. I don't believe nothing you say, and I'm not responding to it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm not going to carry that guilt around. Listen, y'all, I carried that guilt around a large portion of my life. I couldn't even pray right because I was guilty. At least I felt guilty. And Satan told me I was guilty, and God wouldn't hear me, and it hit into my life. But now I know the truth. You think? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.